Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Gary Harris. I run Harris Appliance and Furniture right downtown on Franklin Avenue, just below the Baymont Hotel. If you ever come looking for us, just look for the Baymont. The hospital is not far away from us, out the front door. Opened business here in 2018 after Sears' departure. I came up here in 1997 and ran Sears for a number of years. Retired in 2014. Sears decided to go bankrupt, so I had to reinvent the wheel, came back in, and reopened Harris in 2018. And we were open for a fabulous 18 months, and then whammo, we get hit with a flood, and we get hit with COVID, and we were shut down for a year because we were totally wiped out.
Yeah.
So, and then we reopened, and then 2022, 2021 was pretty good when we opened, and then this little recession of 2024 came along, and you know,
hopefully
we're going to crawl back out of this recession that we're in, whatever anybody wants to call it.
Yeah.
It's just, it's been slow across the country.
Yeah.
I reach out all the time to everybody I know across the country and ask, how's it going? What's business like? And, you know, there's some people that are doing okay, but a lot of people are in this very slow-mo of, what do you want to call it? Recession.
Yeah.
So.
And you've been in the industry long enough to actually see.
I've seen the ups and I've seen the downs.
Yeah.
I've seen the ups and I've seen the downs, yeah.
And so with all those ups and downs, when Sears departed, you obviously were a company dude for many, many years. You knew the back end, the front end. You know the company very well.
I did.
What about it, about this industry in general, like, scream to you to be like, no, bro, you got to stick in this and do it yourself, even though they don't want to do it anymore?
This was the people of Fort McMurray. I got to know a lot of good people in this town, and a lot of them become very good customers. And at that time, when we decided to re-enter this field, there was really only one business in town.
Okay.
And I decided, like, we needed to get into that, like, I shouldn't say one, you know, another one had just opened prior to, before me opening, but there was no other appliance guy in town.
Right.
So I'm like, we can't just leave Fort McMurray with one place to shop. So that was my main reason for opening.
Cool.
And, you know, we just trudge along, and, we've garnered some new customers. We still have some great old customers from Sears that come in.
Yeah.
And we still get people that walk in the store today after we've been here for almost 8 years now, and people go, oh, we didn't know you were here.
Which is wild to me. Wild. When people say that to me about so many locations, I'm just like, how is that possible?
Yeah.
Like, you've never seen it? You've never driven by? No, really?
No.
Okay, cool.
Some, like, people never do.
Yeah,
some people never
do.
This part of town, right? So
yeah, you're not the only business that I've heard that from, just so you are fully aware, like, you're not alone. Yeah.
And to be truthful, I can drive around, go some bar the part of town, I'm like, oh, I didn't know that business was there. And I'm like, oh great, look, I gotta go in there, right?
Yeah,
so
right,
check them out. And you know, it's I get it when people say they didn't know. And really, I'm a destination shop, right?
Right.
So they're not running in here to pick up their toilet paper or their local groceries or whatever.
It's right.
My fridge breaks, I gotta go shopping.
That's right. Town, right. That's right. So you moved here in 97?
97.
Hoo-wee. Okay, so you came when things were about to just boom, and then they went boom.
Yeah.
So Sears brought you here?
Sears, I came up for Sears.
Okay, and so did they say, hey, we have this opportunity at the top of the world, do you want it? Or were you like, yo, I heard about this place, I'd be interested in going?
You're pretty close, yeah. So I actually interviewed for another town.
Okay.
And they picked this more local family guy mm-hmm. over this single guy.
Yeah.
And but they said they had other opportunities opening up in Canada, and they asked where I would like to go, and I could pick my choice of destinations. And I'm like, well, if I'm wanting to go somewhere, and I was in, you know, small town Saskatchewan, which wasn't going very well back in the 90s.
Yeah.
I'm like, I would either go into a very busy, economical, busting community.
Yeah.
And first words out of their mouths was Fort McMurray.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'll be there. And I was here, you know, within a week.
Nice.
Scouted out a location and found my first location on Franklin.
Yeah.
And signed the lease and opened the doors December. That was in October. I officially come up here November 1st and to stay, and I had the store open December 18th.
Very cool.
In the first location. So back then things moved really fast.
So quickly.
And today things move so slow.
Yeah, yeah.
In the construction this year. Like I needed stuff done, I got it done. I was like 5 weeks, we were prepped and ready to go. And we had to do a total transformation of that new location.
Yeah.
Right, so
there's just so many more tradespeople around at the time.
It was. Yeah.
It's just one of those things. Like because I'm born and raised here, and I meet with a lot of different industries now. It's something like that. I say, like, I used to work in oil and gas, and I'm just like, listen, we have maintenance and turnarounds, you know, like those two. And then all of a sudden, you had all this expansion, CNRL, Horizon, Nexen, for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
So now you have turnaround and maintenance that's going to happen every year, plus all this expansion because of the construction. But now that construction is gone because all those sites are implemented. So now you have maintenance and maintenance and turnarounds, but that level of construction isn't here anymore because they're not building it up anymore. It's been here. So yeah, you just don't have the same type of tradespeople kicking around because the volume just doesn't require it.
Yeah. But. And I think we're all in this hope that that new build is going to come back.
Right? Yeah.
You know, I went to this great dinner last Thursday night with Jim Carter speaking, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he talked about the million barrels of oil coming out of this province.
Yeah.
400 million coming out of this area.
Yeah.
100 million coming out of the rest of Alberta.
Right.
So he knows where the oil is.
Yeah.
And everybody else knows where the oil is.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of, you know, when they need it, they will need it, and we will boom. Well, we hopefully will never boom like we did in the past, because that was uncontrollable.
It was wild, man. But
we need to get more busier. We need, you know, like, you got communities like Edmonton, Calgary, Red Deer, like, they're busting at the seams and building, while we've been stagnant for, since the fire, really. Like,
right.
Very little building out in Sling Creek and other couple spots around town, but
yeah.
It's been pretty quiet on that front.
Yeah.
And, you know, I remember when Rowett was here, Rowett Homes.
Okay, yeah.
Man, they built homes left, right, and center. We were constantly, you know, weekly, you know, dealing with new home here, new home there, new home here. It was just like go, go, go.
It was nuts.
So, yeah.
I think back to those days and getting stuck on the highway because we didn't have all the overpasses, and I'm just like, oh, we're going to any restaurant and having to wait 3 hours, having an 11 a.m. flight, and you're just like, yo, I got to wake up at like 4 o'clock in the morning to get there on time.
Yeah.
Now, you live out in Saprey, your son was saying.
Yeah, but when I first moved to town, I bought a house in Thickwood.
What part of Thickwood?
Just behind St. Paul School.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I used to live there right off Cylinder. I was on Simcoe.
I was on Sitka Drive.
Okay. Yeah. I used to live on Simcoe. Nice area.
So if I wanted to go home early back in those days, I'd have to go home before 3:30.
Yeah.
If I went home anytime after 3:30, I may as well just stay at work because I stuck on the road and still didn't get home until 6:30.
That's right. Right. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
I was living in Simcoe, like on Simcoe Way.
Yeah.
And my office was in Gregoire.
Yeah.
So what I would do is I would come out by St. Paul's and I'd just look down the hill and then I'd be like, nope. And I just make the loop and go back home. And I'd call into work and it'll be like, I will literally be on the highway for 2 hours. So I'll just work from home right now. And you'll see me at lunch. And they're like, yeah, no problem, Elliot. I'm like, sweet, click. And same kind of deal at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I'd look out my window and I'd be like, well, I'm staying here till 9 o'clock tonight. So yeah, it was wild. Like,
and so, God forbid there was an accident on the highway.
Oh,
on the bridge.
It could be anything. And you could very easily run out of gas.
Yeah.
Because you weren't planning to be, nobody plans to be parked for 2 hours.
No.
So that's like one person runs out of gas, all of a sudden that just slows up for hours on end.
Thank God that days are gone.
Stuck
on the highway.
And that's what some people I think forget sometimes, is like that awesome expansion and like all that wealth that was here during that time frame, although amazing, came with some huge drawbacks.
Yeah.
So it's nice that the community has invested in the infrastructure. So when that does happen again,
we're not going to be in that same boat.
We can accommodate growth.
I heard an announcement the other day, I read something about they're going to further twin the highway north.
Okay.
And south.
Okay.
Have you heard that?
No.
So I get it going north, and I don't know how far they're going to twin it going north. Hopefully all the way out to the Shell Albion, I think it is, way out north there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But I don't know how far. Maybe they're just going to the bridge to nowhere. And then going south, I haven't heard what they're doing down there.
That'd be sick both ends.
That makes sense to go, you know, even south, like get down past Grassland and Boyle. At least you get to Boyle and people go, you know,
that's
there's
right.
two highways that people take.
Right? Athabasca or Boyle, yeah.
So, and even down 881 through Boyle.
Right.
You're going to Fort Saskatchewan or something, right?
Yeah.
So depends where you're going.
Yeah.
When you're going to Edmonton.
My GPS takes me somewhere different every time. I love it. I love it. Because for years, like born and raised here, I'd go the same way all the time.
Yeah, pretty boring.
And like even if I'm staying in the north or south or west, I would like find my way back to my route. So now with GPS, I just put it on and it just takes me wherever. And the roads are beautiful.
Yeah.
But Tanner Tap is watching. Yeah. Unfortunately, we are out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
A shout out.
Yep.
Shout out to all my staff. My staff make this store. My staff deal with all of our customers every day through and through. And without our customers, we wouldn't be here. So thank you to everybody in Fort McMurray for supporting ours.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norale Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.